Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back, and we have John W. Smith here, and Spring. And what John Spring said brings is to the table his amazing knowledge of the history and geography and geology of places around the world. And what you sent me in the latest letters was really interesting about Central America. I'd like you to recall it because the current situation coming up from Honduras and El Salvador is practically the problem of some bad history that's gone on and the destruction of these kingdoms or these countries that used to be unified. Can you give us a bit of the history so people can understand exactly why is this and many other caravans trying to come up from Central and South America? I've seen a number that they've done a poll and figured there were 147 million people from Central America and South America want to emigrate to America. Obviously we have a humanitarian duty to try to help their countries to improve their population, and we should reinstitute the Bracero program. What I would do if I was president was bring down teams to actually vet people and put a tracker anklet on them and bus them up to work camps where they could be tracked and they couldn't get off and go to cities. But we'd have a Bracero 2 program. We wouldn't try to put them in an asylum or give them pseudo citizenship or let them wander around the country. And I think that would be a humane solution to the problem, which is they want to work and earn some money. But there's not some people who should never get here. We know MS-13 gang members, et cetera. And it's probably relatively easy to vet that. I think it's not as hard as people think. But I think that the history of Central America, I'd like you to go through it a bit, because people don't know the history of this place, do they?
No, they don't. But before I get into the history, Dr. Deagle, I do want to point out something that I saw just last night on the TV. I think it was foreign TV, possibly Japanese. At the border between Mexico and Guatemala, there is a caravan group. And the Mexican border is basically a gate, chain-linked gate, and they were pounding against it, throwing rocks over the Mexican guards. They are very violent.
They're violent. They're not normal people just trying to emigrate there. These are violent people, which means no matter what your intention even to work, you shouldn't come like that.
Right. So before I get into the history, I want people to understand what is really going on. Now, this has not been covered very well in the American news media, but this is a very serious situation. If these people come in with that violent-prone attitude, we've got a big problem on our hands. It's not going to just be the El Salvadorian gangs or the drug cartel from Mexico or we're going to have an army on our hands of violent people. So
right.
Keep that
exactly.
In mind.
Yeah. So in other words, the fact they're sending 5,000 troops to it has to happen. We should have had something to deal with the immigration, but to be honest with you, this is a multi-pronged problem. Partly because of the collapse of the world economy is occurring as we speak. Partly because of the drug traffic in Central America. Some of it's actually allied with our intel agencies. So please continue.
Yes. Okay, first of all, we need to understand that New Spain, which included most of not only Mexico and current Central America, but also a portion of the southwestern United States, gained its independence from Mexico, as did most of the nations of South America in
right.
about the year 1821.
Right.
And what we found during this time period, Dr. Deagle, was that Mexico itself became very imperialistic and started annexing the Central American colonies or provinces without the people there having much to say. So the five Central American provinces banded together to become basically a unified federation against Mexico. And that's one thing that you very seldom hear about
right.
in your history books. And the reason that most of their five flags look so similar, with a slight modification made by the flag of Costa Rica, is because Central America, the nations of Central America were separated between two oceans, and they were the land in the middle. So
right.
the inner white stripe and the two outer blue stripes signify the land between the two oceans.
Right.
And this is why you see the similarity in these flags. So even today, the Central American nations have a considerable amount of solidarity and respect towards each other. And this is another thing that few Americans, or even Mexicans, for that matter, are fully aware of.
Right.
And as a result, even though the original federation did break up later during the 18th century, these five Central American nations, which are Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, and Costa Rica, became these five Central American nations that more.
What about the little nation of Belize?
Belize was formerly British Honduras, which was a former British colony.
Right. Which is why they accept the American dollar as equivalent to currency down there.
Yes. And Panama was then a part of Colombia until the Americans wanted to build a canal through that area after the French failed. And they instigated a situation whereby Panama would become a separate republic. So Panama was not one of the original Central American nations. Furthermore, all of these, if I were to make a generalization, which is not understood by the American public, the vast population of the Central American nations is located on the Pacific coast.
Right.
You hear Washington and the State Department, all of those officials referring them to as Caribbean nations. While it is true they do have a shoreline along the Caribbean Sea, with the exception, of course, of El Salvador, which is only on the west coast, but the populations are oriented more towards the west coast, and the sparse areas are generally located along the Caribbean side. And you have to understand that you have a different wind belt there. Here in the mid-latitudes, we have the prevailing westerly. Down there in Central America, you have the trades, or the trade winds, which
right.
blow from east to west.
Right.
That's how Columbus came to America, with the trade.
Right.
And as a result, all of the volcanic eruptions that occurred would blow the trade winds would blow the volcanic ash westward, and so the soil was far more fertile along the western coast of Central America.
Right, because they have a lot more mineral content.
Exactly, and therefore people settled there or were more prosperous, while the Caribbean side is sparsely populated because you have a lot of mangrove swamp and vegetation, which is not really that conducive to the growing of crops, and very low
right.
mineral content.
Right.
Now, bringing this up to the 20th century, keep in mind that Moscow was very much involved during the Brezhnev and Andropov regimes in again attempting another missile crisis in the Western Hemisphere, because they knew that our southern border was very vulnerable to an attack. We had no warning system. We didn't learn anything from the Cuban Missile Crisis. We still did not have any warning system ever installed. And for some reason, the American government was rather naive.
What I'd heard is that because we have our missiles planted at the Incirlik Air Base in Turkey, aimed at the heart of the Soviet Union, we thought we had guns in each other's throats, we would be safe.
Well, that was during the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yeah, so they were basically lazy, not thinking that an attack would occur from the south.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
What you've summarized and said is that we had no southern defense. We had the Cuban Missile Crisis. We have it, by the way, still kind of brewing with Punta Huerta in Nicaragua, a mile-long airstrip built specifically by the Russians. I don't think they've stopped. I mean, the announcements done earlier this year that Putin's already has threatened about the idea of southern attack with hypersonic cruise missiles. And yeah, there may be some people who are more extreme than him because he doesn't drink vodka.
Yep.
But we have to understand part of it is paranoia. The Russians are paranoid. In fact, they recently announced an RT last week. They think we're going to attack them. So the Russians are continually convinced. They did a simulation last October 2017 of World War III, where a quarter of their population of 40 million carried out the simulation of World War III. So we create the problem, just like we went in and removed Mossadegh and put in the Shah and the Mullahs. After we put in the Shah of Iran first, then they took him out, put in the Mullahs and the Ayatollah Khomeini. The situation in Central America, we've created the crisis, and then we collapse their economies by involving the drug trade, which is basically arose as a way of creating money to do other things that we did that were off the budget so that the Congress and Senate couldn't oversee it. And this is also a response to the attempts by Russia primarily now, and now we have China rising as a nuclear power to try to stop the Russians from hitting us from the south. And the Russians haven't finished. I mean, they put missiles in the Guatemala-Mexican border. I was a whistleblower 5 years ago for it to the government. Now we've got Nicaragua with a collapsing economy and people committing suicide there. And to be honest, one of the things that's going on is Russia and China are back at it trying to weaponize Venezuela, aren't they?
Yes. Regarding Central America, there's another thing that you should be aware of. It wasn't just Nicaragua, but it was also Honduras and El Salvador that were the hot spots. And besides the long airstrip in Nicaragua at Punta Huete for landing the large giant transports that would carry the fully integrated mobile launch system with a nuclear warhead and an intermediate range missile, we also had a naval threat. Because a lot of Americans don't realize this, but I'm talking about the Pacific Coast here, between southern El Salvador, southwestern Honduras, and northwestern Nicaragua, is one of the largest natural harbors in the world, known as El Golfo de Fonseca, or Fonseca Gulf, or Fonseca Bay, which is just about the size of San Francisco Bay. And in Nicaragua itself, there's a small harbor called Corinto, which is about the size of San Diego Harbor.
That's pretty big.
Yeah.
Those are big.
So I tried to call attention to this to the Reagan administration, because even Corinto Harbor could be used for deploying Soviet conventional submarines, which do not did not emit warm water, as did their nuclear submarines, which would be more difficult to detect during that time period when we didn't have quite the same technology that we do now. And
right.
They could go up and down the Pacific coast, and at a certain moment, they could fire their Polaris-type missiles here along the west coast. For some reason, very few Americans, and when I say very few Americans, I really mean very few leaders in Washington, were aware of this danger. And this is one thing I really tried very hard to bring to the to their attention. So I contacted many senators, and when I say many senators, I'm probably talking about half of the U.S. Senate on this and other geopolitical matters
during
that period of time. So we had a very viable threat going on, and finally Reagan or someone on his staff was smart enough to invade Grenada, which people said only had nutmeg as a staple and some tourism. But there was far more behind that invasion than just rescuing a few medical students on the island, but rather a very long airstrip from being completed, which was required for a stopover refueling for those giant Soviet air transport that would carry goods on to Nicaragua.
Right. The problem is we're putting more and more weapons in space. I had above top secret clearance taking care of employees at U.S. Missile Defense and Space Command, and they didn't deploy fully the Brilliant Pebbles idea to block weapons as they get in their boost phase in upper troposphere and near space. And the Russian hypersonic cruise missiles could evade our systems, and today can still track every square inch of America and our military bases.
Yes.
And now Trump wants to put a lot up there, but you can spend trillions of dollars and still have a leaky shield that maybe 9 out of 10 missiles doesn't get through, but the 10th one that gets through and can take out a city the size of Los Angeles.
Yes.
So you have to understand that none of these things are really foolproof, are they?
No. Unfortunately, the ratio is just about the other way around. We might shoot 1 out of 10.
So. That's actually the number that I was quoted by Missile Defense Command back in the mid-90s. And by the time I left or even talked to people afterward, it hadn't got any better. In fact, the recent situation of a missile went over Hawaii, which was fought by North Korea. We did actually a simulation of firing off one of our missiles, and our anti-missile defense systems, which we fired off, didn't work. That was the one that landed near Hawaii. Remember that alert that went from the Hawaiian government that there was a missile coming in?
Yeah.
It wasn't a North Korean missile. That was either ours or Israelis. What I'd heard was we asked Israel to fire it, but it didn't carry a warhead. But the fact is we couldn't knock it down.
That's right.
Isn't that bad? I mean, it means a conventional missile without a warhead, fired by one of our allies that we knew was coming, we couldn't knock it down and get rid of it before it hit, say, Honolulu.
Yeah. And I'm afraid things have not improved much since then.
Well, I've tried to put together information for a plasma weapon system called Plasma Interferometry, that system. But I've sent information through to Trump's office, but I don't get any feedback. And I can tell you the people around Trump, he's got globalists and numbskulls and people who are just narcissists that think they want to be near the president. And to be honest with you, I don't want 5 cents. I just want people to start thinking and finding solutions. And by the way, if we have one, it should spread to all potential nations so nobody can be worried about a missile attack in the future, just like Linda LaRouche talked about it. And right now I don't see that. I see us marching step by step toward nuclear war and missile warfare.
Unfortunately, I have to concur with you. I wish I could argue that point with you, Doctor.
And it could be a trade thing that fires it off eventually, or a mistake, like an incoming meteor or asteroid, like in 11 years' time. that makes us have a disturbed missile defense activity system, and our launch on warning thing is too narrow, so we launch against a potential enemy because of an incoming asteroid or comet.
No, I must admit my ignorance about space technology and astronomy.
I know a lot of it, unfortunately, and it scares the hell out of me because I don't think they were competent.
Yeah, but I have actually seen space taken photographs of satellites or missiles that have actually landed on some of these asteroids, and apparently there are means of controlling or changing the direction of these asteroids to some extent.
Exactly, so they can use them as a weapon.
Yeah.
Exactly. They can redirect it. It can take months or years, but they can direct them so it hits, us. Crazy.
Yeah.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
John W., I'd like you to comment on the caravan, the birthright citizenship issue that Trump is bringing up, the midterm elections coming up, and the craziness with the Democrats trying to pretend that Trump is inciting violence, which is patently insane and not logical, and the fact that we're heading toward a time of uncivility that's dangerous for everybody.
Yes. Well, first of all, regarding the caravan, the one obvious a comment that I have is, you see the so-called nice people that are walking up, and I will say that probably at least 80% of those people are probably basically nice people. But what are they carrying with them besides their babies? They're carrying a few personal effects, and that's about it. Maybe makeup kits, some hygiene equipment, maybe a little soap, maybe a towel to wash the face. But other than that, they're not really carrying much of anything else. Now, how do these people eat? Well, it's obvious that this is so well organized that they have people that are feeding them every step of the way and providing them with the water.
Well, that's the local governments and the churches. The churches are collaborating with this, and why? Why? And also George Soros. This is well-funded, isn't it? It's not just Soros, it's other billionaires, and they're funding this because they're doing it right before the election, and I'd like you to comment on this, because they're doing it on purpose. We're going to have a discussion tomorrow with Lowell Ponte about this, because the Democrats are masters of bringing about a crisis right before an election like this one, which is probably the most important midterm election in American history.
Oh, it's definitely going to be the most important. And the Democrats right now seemingly have a very good chance of winning some more seats in Congress, giving them possibly the majority. And when you consider the fact that this very well-organized caravan is almost coinciding to arrive at the same time as our general election next week on Tuesday, November 6th, you begin to wonder. And, of course, it's very well calculated, very well planned. And
right.
If they run a little bit behind schedule, they can bring out the flatbed trucks, put them on a board, put them on trains, whatever, if they need to accelerate things just a little bit. But they have a time, just like a science, basically, so that they will arrive at the border just about the time of the general election. And they want Trump to react in a very...
they want the optics to look bad, is what they want.
Absolutely. They want it to look very bad. And yet... Trump's going to have no choice but to be a little bit tough on the situation. But at the
same I have a solution that he should listen to right now. Number one, we shouldn't wait till they're 1,000 miles away. We should send trucks, people, and tents down there now and vet and divide up the people. And the ones that can get a Brazil program, put an anklet on them, track them, and bring them up in the air-conditioned buses and bottled water to work camps. The other people should be shipped back to their home country by us with military escort to their home country, and we should notify the local police and the governments. They're on notice that if they ship them back to their home country and the home country doesn't do anything, we're going to withdraw support to the country. And a lot of the leaders of these countries don't want these people to do what they're doing. They offer them, you know, wages and work visas and everything. I think the second thing that has to happen is we need to have a new immigration law that basically I call Immigration Day, where basically industry and states have to put in for a reason based on what they specifically need. It's certain with certain skill sets that can be vetted. And if you're not vetted, you can't get a citizenship. You can get a work visa to work here for a period of time, but you can't become a citizen through any other means. And to get rid of this anchor baby stuff, this
yes.
citizenship by birth, we're the last nation in the world to do it now. Five nations, including Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, etc., over the last 15 years, about five, six nations have pulled back on this birthright citizenship. It's insane. I know about here in Chino, California, where they fly in jets from China, where it was a two-child policy started about 7-8 years ago. They allowed them to have a second child. They didn't always automatically get citizenship in China, so they fly in entire 747s of upper-middle-class Chinese that don't have citizenship of their second baby, and they become Americans and go back to live in Shenzhen and other cities. It's
right.
insane. So even in China, there's a ton of Chinese people that are actually American citizens and live in China, and they're going to come back here to university, to the University of Spoiled Children, they call USC, et cetera.
Yes. Yeah.
And people don't get this, do they? They don't realize this is an obscenity, isn't it?
Yes. Another point that you brought up, if it were universal and a universal right that the nation that you were born with or born into would automatically require you to be a citizen of that nation, then Barack Obama would have been a citizen of Kenya.
By rights, he should never have been president. Because his mother and grandmother and the tourists there know that he was born in Kenya, and they even know the hospital.
Right. But even though his parents might have been both American, if Frank Marshall Davis was his blood father, and, of course, his mother being an American citizen.
Frank Marshall Davis worked with the Communist Party and the CIA both, didn't he?
Well, at least for the Communist Party. The CIA, I don't know about.
I do know about it. That's why he worked with Barack Obama's mother. Frank Marshall Davis worked with his mother's father, who was CIA. You know that, right?
Yes, that I'm aware of.
Right. And his father was CIA, big CIA, who had a liaison with the Communist Party. Barack Obama's mother's father had a directed alliance with the CIA and was monitoring and collaborating with them.
Right. But in other words, what I'm getting at is that we have sort of a double standard.
Right.
The American government is supposed to act in a certain manner while the rest of the other world requires a stringent law that is diametrically opposed.
That's because the globalists know the only nation on earth that's a superpower is America. And if you don't get rid of America, you can't have a world order.
That's right.
So that's why Barack Obama was deconstructing America to make a post-colonial world where America would no longer be the prescient military economic power, so he was destroying it. So our debt doubled, our military was destroyed and sequestered to the point where you're having air accidents, etc. And we didn't increase the veterans' pensions or their salaries, so our military is being torn apart from the guts inside. And we also didn't even fix health care. We took a poor health care system and made it extremely expensive and gave it to everybody, and then a lot of people couldn't even afford the co-pays, So before they even got to have any health care, their co-pays were so high they couldn't access the care. It's ridiculous. All designed on purpose to destroy America.
Yes. Well, fortunately, the Trump administration has been trying very hard to straighten things out, but it's...
There's a lot on his plate. He's a lot on his plate. And if the House goes, by the way, Democrat, it's going to be extremely ugly the next 2 years. In fact, Nancy Pelosi is talking about subpoena powers she's going to use against the president to blackmail him. So what I see happening is very nasty. I think it'll guarantee that the Republicans will sweep through both House and Senate in 2020, but the next 2 years are going to be political insanity.
And that's putting it mildly.
Yeah.
And a lot of lives will be lost. A lot of wars will be fought. A lot of chaos here at home.
Well, I think you're going to start seeing the president have to do more executive actions for national security and override the House of Representatives because they're insane. If it goes Democrat, they're going to just resist and do everything they can to block this president. And as far as I'm concerned, if they do that in the next 2 years, the Democratic Party is functionally and in terms of pathology, geopolitical pathology, they're dead. And they'll have to create a new party, call it Democrat, but it won't be like the old party. Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton and all the other main people are going to be gone, like Maxine Waters. These people will destroy the party. There won't be any remnant of the John F. Kennedy Democratic Party. It'll be completely gone.
I know. It's so sad because, I'll tell you, there were some very fine patriotic American Democrats.
In the next 2 years, with their policies right now, from Kavanaugh on, the Democratic Party will be history. And I don't see a rise of the Independent Party, but I see a new Democratic Party is going to take a decade to rise, to have a policy for Americans, decency, civility, and the willingness to dialogue and find solutions. Right now, they don't.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
And welcome back. So the reality is I don't think Trump's going to send down interventionary force 1,000 miles south of the border to deal with these people at a distance. Then, unfortunately, they're going to arrive at the border, and there are going to be three groups. One, they're going to be blocked completely and shipped back to their home country. Number two, a very tiny amount of women and children are going to be allowed to be asylum in America, which is not fixing the problem. There's actually 750,000 people waiting for court hearings in America. They're never going to occur, and only less than 2% actually show up for the hearing. Problem not solved until Congress passes a bill. And it's not just a matter of a wall, because if you want to bring in drugs from marijuana from, say, Mexico or Central America, you bring them up to Mexico. You can bring them up by boat from Tijuana to San Diego Harbor or Vista to Oceanside and just offload them. You can bring them in by plane, like in Mena, Arkansas, or under Bill Clinton. And you mentioned on the break that George Bush's brother, Jeb Bush, was a Venezuelan banker, and they were doing laundering the money, just like Comey's brother worked for HSBC Bank, laundering the drug money coming in from Asia, even from Eastern China. People don't know this, do they?
No, they don't. And it's a shame they don't.
So in other words, who created the problem? A lot of it's created by the drug trade. It's also kind of another layer of the dialectic of creating enemies. We created the enemy of Russia and China by transferring technology to them, including during Bill Clinton, with the was called Lockheed Martin in their Sputnik program for low Earth orbit LEO satellites, who transferred long-range targeting technology to Russia and China. So they used to have really large nuclear warheads. They could make them much more small and accurate, because after 1999, when Lockheed Martin and London Exchange set up, we transferred targeting technology to Russia and China so they could much more accurately target our military bases and our cities. People don't know this, do they?
No, they don't. We're far more vulnerable than we were back then.
On purpose, by the way. These are luciferic globalists who don't give a crap, and they really don't want borders. I mean, when a number of Democrats come up, but also just by inaction, the Republicans, too, don't want borders. They don't want a U.S. border, Mexican border. And Mexico has a border with Guatemala. I mean, if you come across to Guatemala, you're going to go to prison if you actually don't have a means to support yourself. You don't just get a kind of like a pass and all kinds of freebies. If you drive from Guatemala into Mexico and you can't prove that you can take care of yourself, you go to prison. Isn't that right?
Yes. It wasn't so long ago, you might get shot.
Exactly. Well, the product is that Mexico now is on notice that the trade deal that we made with them may get torn up if they don't take care of these people. So I'm surprised that Mexico is not doing more. How about you?
Well, based on what I saw on TV just a night or so ago, it appears that Mexico is closing its border with Guatemala right now and not allowing the second group of caravan.
Well, this won't be just one caravan. We could literally have hundreds of millions show up in the next 5 years, because the world economy is going to crash. I mean, it's a matter of days, months, and weeks before the economies of Europe and around the world crash, including China, by the way. China's teetering, and people don't understand this. If the world economy crashes, we could have 100 million people show at our doorstep within a few years.
Yes, but as you pointed out...
And El Venezuela is America.
Yes, that's a problem in the very foreseeable future.
And it's going to happen real fast, too, by the way. People say, yes. Oh, it won't happen. Well, under Democrats, I call them Democrappies.
Yeah.
Yes, it will. And basically inactive Republicans or globalists like Ryan. Ryan and his connections and his mother's family are deep-level globalists. These are bad people.
Yes.
They might pretend that they're going to be good people and want to protect America. They're not. See, I want to have an immigration day. I want to have a procedural work program. I want these people to have a tracker anklet like a criminal, so that we know you're not going to wander to the city, you can become a gang member. You're not going to be involved with all these other things. And then toxicology done, like Ameritox, to make sure they don't have the illegal drugs in their system or selling them. Right?
Right. The threat that we may have with Venezuela, it could be minutes, if not hours from now, even before this program's over.
They already have Chinese divisions on Venezuelan soil. They already have nuclear submarines from Russia and China, and I've not only seen classified information, I saw a supernatural that God showed me, that Russian submarines are tunneled into the sidewalls of a very deep river, the Orinoco River in North Venezuela, and their missiles are aimed directly at Washington, D.C., and they can get there, and high-speed missiles can get there in 12 minutes. We're not talking about hours, we're talking about 12 minutes.
That's right. They've improved the technology over the past 15 years.
Right, and they're also what's called low-flight cruise missiles, so they evade radar detection, so we don't even have a southern missile defense system, and they would just whip right in and take out whatever targets they want, and they don't need to be big. They just need to be big enough to completely destroy the city center and core and transportation, and most people will die of lack of power, food distribution, and electricity and water, and before you know it, in a matter of months, most of the U.S. population would die of violence, starvation, diarrhea, and cannibalism. And people say, oh, Dr. Deagle, you're making it up. Look, I work with the CDC and FBI, and I'm an old trauma burn doctor. I've seen more things that humans have done to each other that wild animals wouldn't do to each other. But human beings, under the wrong circumstances, will.
I know. It's beyond our imagination.
It's not beyond mine. It's not beyond my imagination. I've seen ugly stuff, and I'm not cruel enough to tell people everything I know. So I'm not going to. But I want them to know, I've told them enough that they realize we need to get through to Trump, and Trump needs to also not blow the optics, because if he loses the House, the next 2 years they're going to sue his family, they're going to sue Trump Corporation, they're going to try to subpoena him, they're going to try to blackmail him, and he's going to respond. And the Democrats aren't going to like it, because he's going to start putting people in jail, we're going to ramp it up to maybe full-fledged martial law, and the Democrats who try to pull this off are going to end up getting thrown into prison. We're talking about senators and congresspeople who are going to try to do bad stuff against the American public and against the president. It's not going to be pretty, is it?
No, not at all.
And if they think they're going to remove Trump and he's not going to sail into 2020, he will blow the doors off and have a giant majority in Congress and Senate. But in the meantime, the next 2 years will be very painful. You're going to see literally America in agony, geopolitical agony.
Yes. Politically speaking, the only advice I can give is there's a lot of Republican incumbents that I'm not really crazy about, but you better vote for them and any other Republican candidates over the Democratic candidates, or else everything that Dr. Deagle was...
Look at Kristen Sinema. This is the only thing she has going for is a really good toothy smile. She's a complete nutball. This is a crazy person, communist, who wants to destroy America and thinks an American, in Arizona, she was born there, thinks an American jurisprudence and American system is the meth lab of democracy. I mean, this is a very crazy person who hates America. And we see that a lot with not only Democrats, but Republicans, who by their inaction won't do things. Look at Jeff Flake, Mr. Flake.
Yes.
I mean, these are really bad people, either stupid, ignorant, or just weak-kneed, and they won't do the right thing.
And they haven't.
Yeah, and it's not just a matter of doing the wrong thing. It's not standing up against evil. You know, it says in the Bible that if you're not salt or light, what are you good fit for but to be thrown out? See, to be a good American patriot is you've got to speak out against evil like we do on the air. You got to stand up for the right thing. And you got to also realize, even if they're Democrats, and no matter what their skin color, they're American brothers and sisters. I don't want to see a civil war or a breakout or a collapse of the economy where lots of people die or suffer. I don't want to see it. I don't care what background is. I don't care what religion you are. I don't care if you're Muslim or black or white or purple polka dotted. I don't want to see anybody, whether you're an American citizen here or people in El Salvador, or suffer, because this situation can get a lot more ugly, couldn't it?
Yes, it could. Unfortunately, we've been ignoring Central American nations since the Cold War ended, we're paying.
I don't think we could have cared a crap because the drug trades run by the special activities of the CIA and these illegal presidents like George Bush Jr. and who had his brother Marvin Bush in the World Trade Center towers when they demolished it, and Bill Clinton. I mean, these are really bad people. Going right back to George Bush Sr., who was the vice president under Reagan, who later became the president.
Yes.
People need to understand, these are very bad people.
Yes, they are. And unfortunately, places like Nicaragua and Afghanistan got ignored instead of being helped.
It's not a matter of ignored. I think they actually get joy out of seeing the destruction there. These are bad people. The glory in doing destruction and getting giant profits that kill 70,000 Americans with heroin alone. A lot of the illegal drugs are brought in here, like they're making a deal with the Taliban now. They're doing illegal driverland farming in Afghanistan, but they wouldn't get the Army Corps engineers to fix it so they could grow their own food. No. We create the problem, then we try to ignore it, and then when the catastrophe ends up in our doorstep, what are we going to do? The optics are going to look awful.
Yes.
You know, it's going to look awful. So whatever Trump does, he better start thinking carefully about what he's going to do, because it's all going to look bad.
Yes.
And if he loses the House because of it, which is very likely, that's what I see, we're going to go through hell in the next 2 years.
I'm afraid you're right.
And the caravan, to me, is the final spear into the Republican control of the House and refurbishing America back to make it great again. This is ugly. And people better get it. If you don't vote Republican, if you don't stand up against evil, this is going to be painful. Unemployment, catastrophe, much more coming.
Bags. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. and listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.